second one is self, is yourself, yeah? Your experience. And we split this into three areas: body, feelings, or emotions and thoughts. So how does your body feel right now? What can you be aware of in your body right now? And obviously there's no right answer to this. If there's pain, there's pain. Yeah? Try not to push it away, just notice. If there's pleasure, great, be aware of that. So mindfulness, awareness of the body, is not about slowing down. It's not about moving slowly. It's about being whole. It's about being whole with your experience, about being present. It's about being integrated. It's also about being deliberate and conscious with your actions. So awareness of the body is awareness of your actions. Traditionally, there's four postures. The Buddha talks about four postures. And these are, I'm going to ask you to stand up in a minute. The four postures are walking, standing, sitting, and lying down. So when the Buddha talks about awareness, it's a very active thing, every aspect of your life. Yeah. If you'd like to stand up, I'd invite you to stand up. If you want to stay seated, feel free. So aware of your feet in contact with the ground. What's that like? You don't need to describe it with words. Can you be aware? Temperature, pressure. Can you feel your feet or can you feel the ground? Or is that the same thing? Your legs, your hips, your back, your belly, your chest, your shoulders, your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your head, your face. I'm not asking you to do anything, just bring awareness to your body. Bring awareness to your eyes, your jaw, your tongue. Your body is moving, it's always moving, your breathing, maybe swaying. Just awareness of the body. There's nothing right or wrong here. Your body is your body. The body is often where we experience or imagine the emotions. What are your emotions like? What are your feelings? We're not looking for Hollywood emotions. Life isn't like that. Emotions are much subtler. The easiest place to start is pleasant or unpleasant. What's the feeling tone in your body? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it neutral? This is such valuable information to look at your life. Pleasant or unpleasant? So we know emotions. One thing with Buddhism, we learn to notice our emotions. Sometimes we notice them after the event. Oh, I got angry at work today. You realise when you got home. Hopefully you learn to notice your emotions while they're happening. Eventually, you can notice your emotions before they happen. You can see the roots or the seeds, you know, happening in your life. Anger is a very good one. Anger is an emotion that probably all of us experience. And I think of anger as a really important indicator of your attitudes to life. Yeah? If you're angry about something, that shows you what you think is important, what you think is valuable in life. Yeah? I would even say cherish your anger. Yeah? Learn from your anger. You could even say respect your anger. It will tell you so much about your values, yeah? What you think is important for yourself and for other people. So Buddhism is asking us to be aware of our emotions, our feelings on our emotions. Am I happy or sad? What's my life creating in me in terms of my emotions, yeah? What emotions are arising as you go through your life? But Buddhism is also saying that that's not a neutral thing. We have some ability to influence our emotions. So Buddhism talks about skillful and unskillful emotions. So when we talk about ethics in Buddhism, it's not what's right and what's wrong. Unskillful emotions are emotions that arise out of a selfish desire, or that arise out of hatred. Hatred and anger are very different categories, the way we talk about it. If your emotions arise out of selfish desire or hatred, they're almost certainly going to lead to suffering. If your emotions arise out of generosity or contentment, generosity to yourself or to others, if your emotions arise out of love, they're almost certainly going to lead to happiness. So a lot of what we're going to be doing on this course is looking at tools to develop awareness of our body, our emotions, but also to take responsibility for the conditions that give rise to our emotions. So yeah, it starts with honesty. That's the first step. And the second step is taking hold of the steering wheel and taking responsibility and doing something about it. Why don't you sit down there, hey? So what was that sitting down like? Was that different to how you sat down when you first got here? What's your body feel like now? Just noticing. Of this awareness of self, we've also got awareness of thoughts. In some ways, thoughts is what brought me to Buddhism. I was in the mountains once, many, many years ago, and I was walking in France, in the Alps, and I had a really horrible time. Everything was perfect, but in my head I had this really boring pop song, and it just went on for weeks. And I realised that I couldn't blame my grim time on anything except this pop song going around my head. I won't tell you what it was, it's deeply embarrassing. I don't think I've ever told anybody what it was. It's that embarrassing. And it ruined. I was in the Alps for 6 weeks. I walked for miles, but it was just horrible because this song came in my head. So I learned to meditate, hoping that I'd be able to stop those cyclic songs that get into your head. And I succeeded, yeah, which was a huge, wonderful achievement. So what are you thinking now? What sort of thoughts are going around your head? See if you can not judge that. What's the tone of voice of the thoughts that go around your head? You're probably analysing this place. You're probably analysing me and what I'm talking about, which is great. It's natural, isn't it? You would be doing that. I'm sitting here, standing here analysing you, of course, and myself, you know, slightly self-consciously. So being aware of your thoughts, it shows you what you're interested in. It shows you what you're like. So it's so important to be aware of your thoughts. What does your mind tend to do? What's your mind leaning towards? I think for me, one of the most useful descriptions of Buddhism, or of meditation, sorry, is simply the sentence that meditation is knowing what is happening whilst it is happening. Often people come to meditation and they think that they're going to be taught how to make their mind go blank. That's not likely to happen. Yeah. What we're looking at is to be aware of what's going on in the mind whilst it's happening. Yeah. And that awareness gives you power. It doesn't give you a veto, apart from with songs. Yeah, you can do that. But it gives you a relationship with your mind. So often our thoughts are pretty undirected and pretty unconscious. And this is important. The Buddha said that what you dwell on, what you think about, that is what you're going to become. So that's important, isn't it? Yeah. What you tend to think about now, your attitudes to things, is going to affect your future. A friend of mine once said that by the time you're 40, you've got the face that you deserve. Yeah. Which is sobering. I do think you can change that, yeah? As the years go on, that can change. I've seen some people turn up here with, you know, basically not very happy faces in their 40s and 50s, even 60s. And a few years later, that's really changed. The face can really change, soften and open and become more interested and joyful and engaged. Yeah. So yes, cyclic thinking, cyclic thinking and songs and all that, they can ruin a beautiful day. They can also make us increasingly angry. Yeah, they can make us increasingly upset about our life. I'm sure most of you know this. They can also, these cyclic thoughts that keep going around your head, they can make you believe things that are nonsense. Have you ever noticed that? If there's a bit of gossip going around at work, by the time you've heard it 20 times, you believe it. It might not have any truth to it. I remember a friend of mine once noticed that he'd heard a bit of gossip many times, he'd got to believe it, then he discovered that it wasn't true. It didn't have a grain of truth. It took him a long time to convince himself on an emotional level to let go of that opinion about that person. What you dwell on, you will become. Yeah. We become the habits. We become, our thoughts turn into habits. So I've talked about awareness of things and awareness of self. And this is a training. This is a training to become more aware of ourselves. Notice your judgments. Notice how you talk to yourself. Simply becoming aware is enough quite often to transform our mind and our emotional world. So Buddhism is about waking up to who we are, to what we are, and taking responsibility of our lives, getting ourselves in the driving seat. If we become aware of what's going on, we become free of it. Yeah? We notice that everything in our life, well, nothing's fixed, everything's changing, and there becomes a looseness and a freedom around it. We do that not by pushing ourselves away. When you come to the Buddhist Center, try and bring the whole of yourself. Yeah. If you're an angry person, well, bring that. Yeah. Bring that into meditation. Yeah. If you're having a hard time, bring that into meditation. If you're stressed, bring that into meditation. Yeah. That's what you've got to turn towards. That's what you've got to learn to love. And that's what will transform. That's how it will transform. If you try and leave it at work, well, you'll have to work with it at work. Yeah? bring it into your meditation, you can work with it here.